It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
Coming up in about, 15, 20 minutes or so, WWE SummerSlam Heatwave Tour tickets could be yours with WWE Ticket Tag Team here on the Joe and Alex Show. Joe wants to know, what did you sneak into? And, like, on top of that, I want to know, how did you do it? Like, I'm not narking. I'm not gonna call the cops. I'm not going to tell on you. I'm just... Are you ever curious how people pull stuff off? Like, you see it like a big sporting event. Like, people somehow sneak into, like, the Super Bowl even.
I would be way too scared to do something like that.
They fake it. They're like, they act like they're the security or something. I've heard of people sneaking into like, different concerts and festivals. They've done that before.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I'm trying to think, like...
I tried to sneak in... Oh, so fun fact. I tried to sneak into the pit area for the Future concert over the weekend.
Okay, yeah, Eclipse.
There was this guy walking around who had these wristbands that were, like, pit pass wristbands. And I was like... And they were for his friends. But I convinced him to give them to me and my friends.
Oh, no.
I was like, hey, come on, you know, give those to us. And so he gave them to us. And then I went up to the security and I was like, hey, so, like... You know, can we get in? Like, we have our wristbands or whatever. And they were like, well, let's see your tickets to correspond with them. And I was like, well, I threw them away because I was told that I could throw them away. I wouldn't have to carry them around if I only had my wristband on. And she's like, yeah, whatever. Good try. And I was like arguing with the person. I was like, come on. Like, I really did. Blah, blah, blah. It didn't work. So we didn't get good pit pass seats. But
see, that's the problem. You can never hesitate or ask. You just have to walk in there like.
I did.
Almost like you're a biatch or something.
I did. I was like, well, that's not what I was told. I pointed to some other security person. I said, she told me to come over here that you would let me in. She said that I don't need my ticket.
You know Margaret, right? Margaret said I could go. Margaret, let her know.
That's exactly what I did, but it didn't work.
All right, what about you, MYK? You feel kind of confident. You ever try to sneak in any place or like you just play it by the rules? You do it straight.
First of all, I didn't. We were drunk as hell one time at a party, and everybody was like, yeah, we need some food, yeah. And one hero in our group was like, oh, I used to work at Papa John's. And he's like, I can get us food. And
like, we're like, free food?
I was like, oh, you used to work there? You got the employee discount or whatever? And I was like, drunk too. He's like, I'll go with you. So... Turns out we go to this Papa John's. He goes over there and he used to be a manager there. And he's all, I think my key still works.
Oh, what? Word.
So he went in there and as a hero, a savior of the night, he went in there and made us a pizza.
Wait,
like
it was a locked store?
4 in the morning.
You broke into a store.
No, I didn't do it.
Whoa.
You're an accessory.
So it's like 4 in the morning.
Whoa.
And then he came out and he brought pizza to all the bodies at the party and they like made out with the slices. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
Dude,
yeah. You were sitting on a good one there. Oh my gosh.
That would have been a fast track to jail.
Well, the dumbass left his jacket there after we left.
So did he get arrested?
The story at that.
Did he get arrested?
I'm going to leave the story.
Oh my gosh. That is wild.
That's exactly what I'm looking for Joe Wants to Know today. I want to know, what did you sneak into? It could be the movies. It could be a Papa John's pizza, allegedly, when it was closed and you didn't work there anymore. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show. That is our Twitter and our Instagram. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Anonymous, what have you snuck into?
Hey, on a regular basis, I actually... like to sneak into wakes, like funeral wakes.
What? Whoa. Like dead people, like remembering them where you got the food and stuff and...
Well, that's the thing. The food is always... Because you don't want to have bad food when there's like a dead person around because that just reminds people of how sad they are. So you got to have good food. And so they always have awesome food and I meet people there that are like awesome, and it's just a great place to hang out.
And you just pretend like you know the person that died?
Oh, yeah. I'll go up to the grave. I'll shed a couple of tears. When you shed tears, that's like the money shot for girls. Like, all of a sudden, they, like, are all about it.
Wait, have you bagged girls at funerals and wakes?
Oh, funerals and wakes are better than bars.
What?
Oh, yeah. You act like you're so depressed that you had to bring, like, a flask, and then, like... You start like, oh yeah, I knew Dave when he was a kid, and then you start like sharing the flask, and by the end of the thing, you're going home.
How the hell would you? I'm trying to think on the spot here how you would do this. Like, would you like walk up to the funeral home and like look at the information about the person? Like, oh yeah, I remember Dave. We played college ball. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you read the obit before you go?
The best thing is you don't even need to know anything about them. You just make up one really specific story. That's like, man, one time we went to the grocery store and Dave wanted to steal some bananas, and so I was lookout when he stole the bananas. And people will be like, that didn't sound like Dave, but you can convince them of anything. They're crying, they're vulnerable.
That's where you trip them up because they're like, that doesn't sound like Dave, and you're like, I know, guess you didn't know him as well as I did, and they're like, whoa.
Right.
I think this is kind of messed up, but I do agree, though. I've been to a few like funerals and wakes in my day, and the food usually is pretty good. You don't cheap out for the funeral food.
You can't condone this.
Well, it's messed up. I mean, like, I don't know, though. Like,
Joe, you're the man. If you were single and you went to a funeral, oh, you would clean up.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Dude, all right. Now, I kind of want to try this now. Not to pick somebody up, but like the food thing. You guys want to go to a funeral?
No, I don't.
No.
All right, well, hit us up.
Hit me up. I'll tell you about the best ones.
Yeah, you crash a funeral, and then you look at the dead guy in the casket, and you're like, I'll see you in hell.
Some people clip coupons. This guy's just going around like looking like, oh, this party's going to be lit.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, thanks, Anonymous. Have fun waking it up.
Later. Love your show.
Yeah, 317-239-1009. I don't know. Do you believe that? I think they're just getting my leg pulled here. You think somebody actually goes to wakes? I mean, it's true. The food is good there and people are vulnerable.
It's not the first time I've heard of people doing that.
You've heard of that?
Yeah.